Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. Seth and James here with you. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and have some fun with our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning. Happy August as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
August,
right. Yeah.
Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Good to hear. Michael, not looking like too bad of temperatures today and throughout the week this week, and maybe a little bit hotter coming up. What has Mother Nature got in store?
Yeah, trending a little bit warmer and more humid over the next few days, but still pretty comfortable out there for today, at least just a few degrees above what we managed yesterday. I think we'll be close to the middle 80s for high temperatures by this afternoon, with sunny to partly cloudy skies expected for today, along with some light south to southwest winds. Still looking quiet as well for tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows dropping back into the lower 60s, and Wednesday still pretty close to those mid-80s for high temperatures with a decent amount of sunshine as well for tomorrow. There's a very slight chance for some showers and storms then Wednesday night into early in the day on Thursday. Still looking like northern portions of Wisconsin have the better chance for some rain during that time frame, as most of that activity looks to be on a weakening trend as it gets close to our neck of the woods, but we'll keep at least a slight chance for some rain in the forecast. Thursday, quite warm and humid with high temperatures reaching into the upper 80s, and then we'll ease back to a high of 83 degrees there for your Friday with a dry day to end your work week. Your upcoming weekend, though, will feature some on and off shower chances. Not expecting a complete washout on Saturday, just a slight chance for some showers there with a high back to 82. Bit better of a chance, though, for some showers and storms than on Sunday as a slow-moving low-pressure system starts to work in from the west with highs once again in the lower 80s and still pretty close to average even into your Monday highs right around 81 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Always appreciate the updates, Michael. Thank you. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yep, have a good one.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always appreciate talking to them.
Absolutely.
We are here to have some fun this morning and to talk with you, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. A little bit later, we're going to get into, in just a little bit, Seth, you and I are going to get into four things to look forward to in August.
All right.
So
that's
we're going to kick
fun.
Off our show. I love that.
Yeah.
Just kick off the beginning of a month. I love doing that. We've got the idea of the perfect sandwich for you. It involves ham, cheese, and something else that may throw you.
The perfect anything.
Yeah.
I have my doubts.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. We've got the five states where people are most comfortable being naked. And we'll have some fun with a bunch of these. We got some more topical stuff, too, that we'll be getting into.
Yeah.
And we're kicking off the 9 o'clock hour in a fun way. We've got Richard Larson and Craig Smits joining us from St. Philip's Church Picnic.
Yes.
They have their 102nd church picnic coming up in Brudoff.
That's right. On Sunday.
Yeah, 102nd, man.
102nd. That's a one heck of a picnic. I just love that. It's at the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave up there in Rudolph. It starts out with Mass at 10 o'clock, and then all activities are on those grounds. They've got an old-time brass band coming from 12 to 4 with a covered dance floor. Get your polka shoes on, everybody.
Yeah.
They've got children's games, bingos, lots of great raffles going on, refreshments. It's going to be a fun time, and we get to find out more about it today.
It's going to be a good time. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with that. We'll have a little entertainment news, some good stories, that ain't right stories, and plenty more coming up for you. Right now, and we'll get into some rafter news, too, as well. Nice nice night for the rafters.
Yeah. Nice little sweep of the doubleheader there. Yeah.
It's not as long of a night when you win two.
When you win two.
Yeah. So for now, let's dive into things to look forward to in August. And there is a big one right there locally, the wrap-up of the Northwoods League season.
Oof. It's going to be exciting, especially for Rafters fans, because it's going to be one heck of an end to the season here.
Randy and I were talking about this on Playmakers yesterday with the you guys out there. If you're a Rafter fan, obviously you'd like the team to be just, already have the playoffs locked up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like excitement, if you like baseball, it's all in front of you right here. The the last couple of weeks of August, all the teams that the Rafters have to beat to get into the playoffs, they are playing.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No.
How it lines up like that.
It's perfect. So that's going to be an exciting thing locally around here to see that going forward. On TV, the third and final season of Physical hits Apple Plus. Season two of Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty hits HBO this Sunday. I'm very curious about that.
Yeah.
Season three, and I believe, the final season, Only Murders in the Building, one of my favorite shows of all time, premieres August 8th. This season, they have not only Paul Rudd on as a guest star, but Meryl Streep.
Wow.
It's not enough to have Steve Martin and Martin Short and the great Selena Gomez, but now you're just going to throw in maybe the greatest actress in the world.
Yeah, why not?
The greatest actor in the world, arguably. The
period, like, you know, exactly, yeah.
There's a short list, and she is on it. And she looks like she's having a lot of fun in the clips,
I'm
too,
glad
from
to
what
hear
I've
that.
Seen.
Glad to hear that.
The final season of Billions lands on the 13th in the latest Star Wars spinoff, Star Wars Ahsoka.
Now I get
because I mispronounce it. Now you're going to mispronounce
it. I
got to
remember
it.
Yeah. Ahsoka.
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 Thank you. That premieres on Disney Plus August 23rd. Disney is begging for that to do well.
Yeah. I think it will. She's extremely a very popular character, and I know people want to see what's the storyline is going to be pretty big. But you're right. It's kind of a hinge on where Star Wars is going. So, yeah.
Well, Rosario Dawson's a big name, so mm-hmm. I think that brings a lot to the table. And I know, not because I saw them, but because I've heard from so many other people, that the animated, the Clone Wars, were so big, and they made that character of hers so
exactly.
big. And they apparently... A lot of the people, actors on the show have said, you should watch the Clone Wars before this. Or if you watch the Clone Wars, you're going to get it more.
It'd help make more sense of what's going on, yeah.
So they've got that tie-in. But Disney, their streaming service right now, for the first time since they have opened this up, have been taking hits. Mm-hmm. They have not been doing well. These big movies that Marvel released that they were expecting when they came to streaming would do so well, they didn't do that great in the box office, and people are streaming them.
Right, exactly.
The latest TV show, The Secret Invasion, is rated as the lowest of all the shows they have done and everything they have done. And, and it's such a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately business.
It sure is, yeah.
So it'll be very – between Star Wars and the Marvel Universe, Marvel's got a hit on Loki. Loki's mm-hmm. got to hit in October.
Yep.
Otherwise, the whole next 10 years that they have lined up could be very different than what they have been saying.
Yep, exactly.
And very similar with Star Wars, where they haven't had the hits. They haven't taken the losses that Marvel has. But it's one of those situations where we're putting a lot of money into this. They're cutting corners everywhere they can. You know, some of these Star Wars projects that they had written might not get made.
Yeah. Yeah. So
depending on how well this
goes. And the strike and everything. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with all that, too. Yeah, I mean, it's all up in the air.
In theaters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem opens tomorrow. I had no idea that was coming out. I did not see that.
It's animated, and I believe Seth Rogen has something to do with it.
Okay.
He's one of the producers, I believe, and on it. So
Meg 2, The Trench, arrives Friday. Strays with Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx as Disgruntled Dogs hits theaters on the 18th. It seemed like more of an adult comedy with humans talking as animals, that kind of thing. And so does the new DC comic movie Blue Beetle, and Gran Turismo opens on the 25th. Blue Beetle is one of those ones where DC is kind of just, hey, whatever we get.
Yeah,
you know,
basically,
they've kind of given up on this set of movies.
They got to show them, of course. They got to get it out there because to make back what they can. But you're right. I think they're putting all their money and all their hopes on the James Gunn era of DC.
And Gran Turismo, based on the video game,
true story too. Apparently,
And you got some nice actors in that one too.
They did.
Orlando Bloom,
David Harbour's in it.
David Harbour looking a little like more fit, a little more thinner too. I thought that was.
I don't
interesting.
Like that. I like my big David Harbour.
Yeah,
you know, my beefy guy.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you. And in sports, the NFL preseason starts at Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
On Thursday.
Oh.
The ball.
I'm rolling my eyes for the audience right now.
Jets and Browns on NBC. Then everyone else gets started next week. And if you're a tennis fan, the U.S. Open starts on August 28th.
One of the big ones.
Yeah, I do like the U.S. Open. I am a sucker for that. That and Wimbledon I usually catch. Mm-hmm. But football. I love football. I'm one of the few people that actually likes preseason football a little bit because that's when you get to see a lot of the college players. They probably may not make an NFL roster.
That's true.
Or if they do, you might not see them again for the rest of the season. I kind of enjoy it.
On the practice squad, yeah.
Because I love football. And finally, the holidays. This Thursday is National Grab Some Nuts Day. Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Did I just get fired? I can't say that on the... Oh, all right.
Sexual harassment.
Sorry, everybody. Peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Grab, okay. You know, that's what they're... All right. Friday is International Beer Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beer nuts. They go well together.
Yeah. The 11th is Hip Hop Day. Not bad.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I like this. The 11th is Hip Hop Day. The 12th is Vinyl Record Day.
Nice. That. Get some old classic vinyl hip hop.
The Left-Handers Day, my fellow left-handers rejoice on the 13th. It is Left-Handers Day.
Nice.
On the 16th is National Rum Day. And August 20th is a very, very important one, National Radio Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
We'll celebrate that big.
I like that.
Yeah.
We also wanted to make sure to mention this, especially as we're getting ready for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got a special anniversary coming up.
We do?
Yeah, we got a bunch of... Of course, we got local birthdays and anniversaries that are always special there. But we got another one we'll have to touch on coming up after the break right here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating. We encourage you to sit back and enjoy this, or head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Any of our staff you can send them to, and direct message us on Facebook as well. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, and DM us.
Mm-hmm.
Or call up. You got until about 8:30 to call in 424-2600 with your birthdays and anniversaries.
Any extra birthdays, we'll take them.
We will take them in there. Seth, who was that voice?
What's that?
Who was that voice?
I don't remember.
Okay, all right. Because I know it.
Yeah.
I'll hear it. I'll hear the name, and I'll be like, oh, duh, yeah. I know that one.
I put it in there, and then I totally forgot.
Right on. Hey, I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate it. We want to get to our local list for today, but we can't do that just yet because we have to announce the winner for August.
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy I get to do this.
We had 30 possible qualifiers for the month of August. A big shout out and thank you to everyone that was a part of this. Thank you so much, everybody. I really do enjoy doing this with you all, and we have so much fun with it. So let's go ahead and get to the celebrating. Seth, I need a number 1 through 30.
9.
That gives us Doug and Barb Kasten.
Oh, congratulations, you two.
Doug,
excellent.
And Barb.
Yes. All right.
Hey, Doug and Barb Kasten celebrated their anniversary on the 18th.
Nice.
We're wishing them a great anniversary
again. Yes.
And congratulations, you two.
They won free Misty's Menu food. I can't think of anything better.
Yeah, not much better than that.
Yep.
We appreciate that. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yes,
indeed. We want to celebrate with you and make sure that you maybe win some free Misty's.
Yeah, that's right.
Diving into our local list here. First up on the list, want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's sister-in-law, Mary Kazuba.
Oh, Mary, happy birthday.
Have a great day, Mary. Hope it's a good one for you. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Judy Paul, Randy's wife.
Oh, happy birthday, Judy.
Enjoy your day, Judy. I don't know how you do it, Judy. No.
Randy probably doesn't know either.
Yeah, you're right. Randy's one of the greater people you will ever meet.
Yes.
I have no doubt Judy is just the same.
That's right.
Wishing them a great day. And Judy, enjoy your birthday.
Yep.
And we have to mention this as well. Today marks a year anniversary of us in Civic Media.
That is correct. We went 1 year ago today. We went on the air as Civic Media, as partner Civic Media. So, yep.
I'm always real with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not something we saw coming.
Mm-mm.
Had plans, good 4 or 5 year kind of stretch plans here with our previous ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And this really threw us.
It did.
And it threw our staff, through our listeners. Our listeners have been through just as much as we have in many ways.
In the last couple of years,
You guys don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes, but we've shared a lot, and you guys have shared plenty with us.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, a year later, and I believe that we are in the good hands. I believe that we're in a good place.
Good spot.
We're streaming 24/7 now. You can catch us in so many different ways. We are podcasted now. We have expanded our listenership,
mm-hmm.
and our family has grown.
Yep.
I don't think that you... And being real about this too with everybody, we're in an industry where you don't have 80-year-old radio stations running around anymore.
Not really.
That we're here, that we're still doing this, that we're broadcasting live right here from where we always have, where WFHR always has, and not technically the right specific spot, but in Rapids.
In Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, that's right.
That's a win.
It is.
That's a big W. And if you don't see that, you're not looking at it clear enough. A big thank you to Sage and to Civic, and we appreciate the relationship we have with them and everything.
It's very nice.
Let's take a look at some local birthdays. I got two here, and it's going to be our first qualifier of August, Seth. No pressure. Give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into this. We want to wish a happy birthday to Kristen Feltz.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
Enjoy, Kristen. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes, indeed.
And our qualifier, Deanne Collins.
Deanne, happy birthday.
That's a great name.
Yes.
Deanne, we hope it's a good day for you. You are our qualifier for today. You could be just like Doug and Barb.
That's right. That's right. You got to wait a month. But it's worth it.
Yeah, it is very worth it. Now, the only thing better than Misty's is free Misty's.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking a look at our celebrity list real quick here. Let's see. Aquaman is 44.
Aquaman is 44.
Jason Momoa is 44.
He's a year younger than me. I just realized that. Wow, okay.
Of course, Aquaman in Justice League, Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. He was Ronan in Stargate Atlantis. I don't think a lot of people remember that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the dreadlock guy or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I didn't watch that show that much, but I do remember his face.
That's really cool.
The thing that stands out to me about him is his eyes. His eyes are very recognizable.
Intense.
To me. Yeah.
He's a very intense look.
I got to say, I watched the most recent Fast and the Furious movie because I love car chases and stuff and explosions. And
of course.
Everything.
Yes.
And he played the villain in it. And he was fun. He was easily my favorite part.
Nice.
Easily, by far and away. He is such a fun actor. It doesn't seem like he does any of these roles that he's done, and I've seen almost everything he's done, and does them without putting his whole heart into it.
Yes.
He has been very, very, to the point where it's cost him jobs of the way he feels about the planet and the ocean in particular.
Yes.
The Aquaman thing is not just a bit for him with the character. He has always cared very deeply about the ocean, and playing Aquaman has only given him a more of a platform to be able to talk about those things. Also, one of the funnier memes or images you will see is Jason Momoa walking around with bodyguards. He towers over them.
I was going to say, isn't he bigger than his bodyguards?
Is that a waste of money? Is that or is it like this? Like if a group of people came after you, they're like, okay, you guys first.
Yeah.
let them take you first while I run away. I don't know. I don't know what you do in that situation. I'm not sure. Great actor, though. He really shows his chops in the TV show C, where he plays a blind person who it's like human evolution and everybody's blind.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
sci-fi kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really good in it.
Mm.
Tempest Bledsoe is 50. Vanessa Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
Oh, gosh.
That's crazy. She's older than us.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
That.
Wow.
I should have realized if I didn't. Sam Mendes is 58. He wrote and directed World War I movie 1917. He made his directorial debut with American Beauty. He also directed Road to Perdition, Jarhead, and Skyfall and Spectre.
He's had a few interesting films under his belt. Yeah,
he's one of the more under talked about directors.
He is, yeah.
That everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. He's not a household name.
No.
But most everybody has fought for him, and he actually went into the James Bond thing when he could have went into DC or Marvel and kind of followed with
interesting.
That.
Interesting. Okay.
Let's see him. Adam Dirtz is 59, lead singer of the Counting Crows. Mr. Jones, Round Here.
Yeah.
Quite a few songs.
Round Here. Actually, I like the Counting Crows. I'm not going to make fun of them. But it's easy to make fun of them.
John Carroll Lynch is 60. I think a lot of people will know him as Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story, but he was Drew Carey's brother on The Drew Carey Show doing comedy. And he's done a little bit more horror recently, but he's been doing like all kinds of weird gigs that like take him in different genres.
That's right. Because I think he has his brother, Drew's brother, he was a crossdresser, if I remember correctly, on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
But a very versatile character.
Oh, yes.
Really versatile. Mm-hmm. He was scary as all get out with that, as that twisty character. And couldn't be more hilarious as Drew's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
He's a very versatile guy.
Very versatile.
I would argue the greatest writer in hip-hop history. I stand on this. Celebrating his 63rd birthday today, Chuck D. Lead rhymer and writer and creator, really, of the band Public Enemy. Did so much important music. So much important music. Hip-hop was going a direction, and hip-hop was telling stories, and then it went to kind of like, hey, let's just have fun. Let's just have a good time, and that is great. People love that kind of music. I love that kind of music. But the essence of hip-hop comes from telling the story that you don't hear, that you didn't hear back in the day. Now there is much more of that. But there wasn't that brought out. That nobody was talking about the things that Chuck D was rhyming about. Nobody. Maybe Gil Scott-Heron.
Yep.
That's about
but
it.
But he kind of predates it. Maybe a little KRS-One in there, but, you know,
the message from the Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five is certainly
a landmark.
The landmark of it all. But Chuck D did it, like, on every song.
Yeah, he did.
And the rhyming and the lyrics, like, if I just read some of the lyrics to you, you would think it's just some great poet that wrote them. That's how great Chuck D is. Still is. Still doing it.
Plus, big baseball fan.
Yeah, huge baseball fan.
Huge
baseball guy. Big
baseball guy. Of all things.
Also, very self-deprecating.
Yes.
This man has done cameos on, like, Aqua Teen Hunger Force and things like that. He's one of the most serious musicians I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
But he does all these,
like, take a joke.
Yeah, he really can. Yeah. I guess when you work with Flavor Flav for, like, 20 years, you know, you lighten up a little bit, maybe.
Exactly.
Joe Elliott is 64, Def Leppard's legendary lead singer. Rock of Ages, Photograph, Love Bites, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Now, Def Leppard, to me, was different than all the other 80s bands. They seem like actual musicians.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Poison or Motley Crue or
like
anything.
The hair bands, right? The hair metal bands is what you're talking about.
I'll say this, too. Motley Crue definitely had some dang talented musicians in there.
Oh, for sure.
And I think very similar with Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
Def Leppard was before the hair band.
They
kind of grew into the hair band thing.
Oh, they were actually, I would say, one of the first ones that became considered part of the hair band. But I think you're right. I think they were better than that. They kind of had a middle ground. You know, they had lots of pop hooks in their songs, but they had the hard sound and all that. So, I was never a big fan of them myself, but I can understand and I can appreciate what they were.
I really liked Photograph as a kid. That song. And it was all about Marilyn Monroe, so I thought that was cool. Michael Penn is 65. Sean's musical brother. He's married to Amy Mann. No Myth is still one of my all-time favorite
great
songs.
Great tune.
God, I love that song.
Yeah.
Robert Cray is 70, bluesman extraordinaire. Don't be afraid of the dark.
Oh, Robert Cray is awesome. We have a chance to hear him play.
Yes, yeah. And the Grease Man is 73, radio legend. A lot of people in the industry know who the Grease Man is. 73, though, that's crazy. And then some people no longer with us, like Coolio would have been 60 today, born in 63, passed away just this past year.
That's right.
Jerry Garcia, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 1995, Grateful Dead founder. There's so many other different things and interesting things about Jerry Garcia. The great, the wonderful Dom DeLuise, born on this day in 1933, passed away in 2009. God, I love Dom DeLuise. I always, when I was a kid, I used to think that there would be, one day be a movie with Dom DeLuise and John Candy and their son. They would have one of them would have a son and it would be played by Chris Farley. This was a movie that I had created in my head that had no plot, no script, just three very funny
silliness,
men.
Right? Yeah.
As great of an actor and as funny as Dom DeLuise was, if you don't know who Dom DeLuise is, do yourself a favor and throw into your search engine Dom DeLuise, Burt Reynolds, Johnny Carson. And just watch those interviews and think, they used to get away with this?
Yeah.
They used to be able to do this on network television? Like, I don't care if it was 10 o'clock at night. The man, growing up watching those bits, watching those guys laugh, I don't remember Carson even getting, like, a question out half the time.
No.
They're just up there laughing at things that Dom would do or something like
exactly.
that. Exactly. Burt Reynolds, sneakily, one of the greatest laughs in movie history, easily. And Ziggy cartoonist Tom Wilson, born on this day in 1931, passed away in 2011.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, Ziggy.
I forgot about Ziggy.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Melville, born in 1819, passed away in 1891. Moby Dick, you know.
Quite possibly one of the greatest novelists of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
I think you have to put him in there with, like, Mark Twain.
Yep.
And a couple others. But he's up there. He wrote some of the greatest works ever from America.
Another great writer, Francis Scott Key, born in 1779, passed away in 1843, wrote the Star-Spangled Banner.
He wrote a song, right?
Yeah. So he writes the Star-Spangled Banner. Do you have to write anything else after that?
Not really.
Is it pretty much like, all right, I'm done and I'm out.
I don't even know if he did anything else in music. He didn't have to because he wrote the Star-Spangled Banner.
I know he was a bit of a musician, but yeah, obviously most know the story, hopefully, out there of how he wrote it and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't necessarily in a writer's moment or in a musician's moment that he's writing.
He was in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in jail when he wrote it. So,
which is genuinely, I think, a beautiful way for the history of our national anthem to have been created.
Yeah.
I think it's not so much that he was in jail or why he was in jail.
Right, exactly.
And all that, mm-hmm. I think, is very interesting. And that is going to do it for our celebrity list. But again, a very, very happy birthday to Pam's sister-in-law, Mary Kazuba.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Randy's wife, Judy Paul.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kristen Feltz.
Happy birthday to you.
And to our qualifier, Deanne Collins.
Very good. Congratulations and happy birthday.
And a big congrats to our winners of the month of August for free Misties. They won two lunches, two pieces of pie, Bob and Doug and Barb Kasten.
Yes. Congratulations, you two. Have fun and enjoy.
And a happy year anniversary to WFHR and WIRI and to our friends at Civic Media.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and get to Melissa's news. Otherwise, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, let them know that we need a new microphone and that...
Oops.
And that we appreciate them over at Misty's right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Got to move away out of the horns.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of the way for that. Bum, bum. Man, did he make a good living off soundtracks.
Yeah, he did.
Welcome back, everybody. Seth and James here with you. And the heat is on. The heat is on. It's hot out there. It ain't that hot, though.
No, not yet. Not, no. Not like it's been. No, not at all.
Can't really complain. Get into this one right here. The perfect sandwich. Yes, the perfect sandwich.
The perfect sandwich.
It's time to debate and talk about the perfect sandwich.
The age-old question.
Yes. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join this conversation. Mm-hmm. We know you got thoughts. We want to hear them. Two-thirds of Americans could eat just sandwiches for a full week and be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
That's according to a new survey that on what the perfect sandwich looks like. So I agree with that, the two-thirds part.
I totally, yeah.
We love sandwiches, and we love debating about what is a sandwich. I mean, that's how much we love sandwiches.
Is taco a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know.
These great... Now, but some of these results seem a little iffy. Cucumbers ranked ahead of lettuce as a topping.
Mm.
And the best condiment for a sandwich is supposedly ketchup.
What?
Yeah, I don't... Wait a minute.
Wait. What are they considering sandwiches? We still haven't figured that out.
Here are a few more stats on our sandwich preferences. Ham and turkey dominated as our favorite sandwich meats.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. Wheat, sourdough, and multigrain are our top choices for bread. And whatever it is, 58% prefer it toasted. Interesting.
I have heard that is the way, because of the structural integrity of the bread after you toast it. That's why you do it.
That's why I like it. Yeah. The bread don't fall apart.
Exactly. Soggy bottom bun.
I hate that soggy bottom. And our favorite cheese to use is cheddar, followed by Swiss, American, pepper jack, and provolone.
Ooh, nice. Those are getting better. I love me some pepper jack for sure.
Yeah, those are all good.
Mm-hmm.
Our favorite veggies to toss in a sandwich are tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, lettuce, and pickles.
Mm. Yep.
What happened to lettuce's PR people are not working.
What's going on, man? That used to be the vegetable in a sandwich was a nice piece of leaf of lettuce, you know.
Yeah.
Go with your little mayo, not your ketchup.
I don't know. The National Lettuce Foundation, they got to get on that.
They do. What's going on, guys?
Cucumbers beating you. Yeah. The condiments that got the most votes are ketchup, again, weird, barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, honey mustard, and regular mustard.
What? Ketchup, that's just weird. Barbecue sauce, really? On a sandwich? Wow, who are they asking? I want to know. I want to know who they're asking this stuff to.
So we want to hear from everybody.
Yes,
and obviously from locals. But I know that for a fact that we've got some listeners out in Florida and in Texas, some of our southern states.
Yeah,
and if you are feel inclined, we would love to hear from you on this because I've heard from you before on this subject. Melissa, Seth and I were talking about debating about sandwiches before, about what is a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And the tacos, the hot dogs came up.
Yep.
And one of our listeners in Florida mentioned to me that down there that they consider a sandwich anything that folds.
Anything that folds. Well, now, that's broad.
It's very broad.
Wow.
And I don't know how if that's just a Florida thing, if that's a Southern thing. I'm not sure. But that was the way it was told to me by two different sources.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay.
So if that's the case, then sure. Ketchup, I could see, is a big condiment because ketchup is, you know, king. It's pretty much one of the main condiments for almost anything.
Right. Yeah.
But if we're talking like Midwest sandwiches and sandwiches that we know out east and even in the West Coast, to a degree and stuff. Where nobody's putting ketchup on a BLT. Not many are, at least.
As far as I can tell from my, and this is, I have no data to back this up, of course, but in the Midwest, mayonnaise seems to be king, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For sandwiches, specifically, you know, and mayonnaise is used for a lot of other things, you know, like pasta salads and stuff like that in the Midwest. So it's very popular, but maybe that's just a smaller area than I thought it was. It could very well be. But, you know, and you got to have certain things for certain meats. You know, I always thought, you know, with ham, you have like mustard, right?
Yeah.
Mustard goes with ham. And then with turkey, you use mayo and that kind of thing. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just out of touch. Maybe that's what it is.
I know I am because I've gotten yelled at for this one before. I do not understand mayonnaise.
Yes, that's true.
I don't get it. There's so many.
Man, it's so versatile, though. You can use it for so many things. That's why it's good.
I know plenty of people that like it.
It's true. Especially around here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And 424-2600, you want to jump in on this one, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Because, going back, just looking back at that article that we did before, you, Melissa, and I, when we were talking about this, 41% of people think a hot dog is a sandwich. So I think that's a big part of where this all gets mucked up.
It really does. Because people put ketchup on their hot dogs. A lot of people do. You know, even though some of us think that's, you know, disgusting and wrong. But other than
Do you ever sit back and look at our country, our democracy, and like we do with a lot of things, where you have this balance of pride and like under like my God, you know, we're a young country. This was an experiment,
right?
This that nobody had done anything like this before, and here we are, all these hundreds of years later, you know, and we're this country is still here. We're still standing.
We're still standing.
Empires come and go, and America is still here. And that is, my God, that is a beautiful thing that we can never normalize. We have to every day appreciate. And at the same time, how do we ever elect anybody? Like, we can't even decide what a sandwich is. We can't even figure that out.
Maybe that's the beauty of it. You know, maybe that's just
it.
We will never be able to agree on who is going to be the dictator, so we'll be okay.
We'll be all right. I love this debate, though, because it is perfect morning show material.
Oh, it's fodder.
We will never get a solid answer on this. We could keep talking about this every show from now to the end of time and never get a set answer.
So I have a question. They don't have to. I mean, it'd be great if they call 424-2600, but if the people that you talk to down south, you know, folding, does that include like you get the New York style slice of pizza and you fold it in order to eat? Now is that a pizza sandwich?
Now
I want to know.
Wow.
Is that considered a sandwich now?
Just throw another monkey wrench
in
there.
I know. I got
it. Just throw another one in there.
Sorry.
We will take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. All right. Let's go. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes. No one could ever see.
I think if this is released in 2023, it's still a hit.
I think so.
There's certain songs like that. I think this is one of them.
Timeless, I think it is a good way of putting it.
The music video was not very expensive. They didn't have a big budget for it and everything. If you remember the video, there's a scene where the drummer starts drumming, and it's like on milk. The drum head turns into milk and everything. It took them hours and hours and hours and hours to do that one little scene.
I'll bet it did.
And they almost used up their whole budget just trying to get that scene down.
They had to do it. It had to be in the video.
It is a cool part of the video, yeah. But there's a chance that video wasn't even going to be produced because they almost ran out of money.
Wasted all their time and money.
I love 80s videos.
No, they're hilarious.
In 2023, kind of got to ask this sometimes. Do you know a lot of people who read books still? I personally do.
I do.
But
I do.
I grew up with readers, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of friends that are readers. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of our friend around here, Terry. Terry's always reading something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My daughters are always into reading. Mm-hmm. My mother is always reading. My sister is very similar, even when she's trying to chase around her two little wonderful monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm still reading whenever she can. So I know a lot of them. You know a lot of readers, too.
Yes. Oh, my sister is a librarian. So, yeah, she reads a ton. Yeah. In fact, actually, I don't know how she does it. I honestly have no clue how she reads as much as she does. Because she's got, she's the director of a library.
Yeah.
That's, a busy job. She's got lots to do. So I don't know how she does it, but it's pretty remarkable.
I used to think the same thing about my mom, where she would work 40 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
Doing so much around the house and all that and everything, and three, knucklehead kids running around, and still able to read the latest Stephen King novel, like in a night.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how, it's almost aggravating how easily some people can do
that. It's true. There's some fast readers out there, yeah.
Because I could not be the more the opposite. One, I have the minor dyslexia, certainly does.
Of course.
Add to the marathon that it is for me to try to read a paragraph sometimes. But even with that, even when I was younger, I just struggled with being able to read and having to read things over and over again. But I do love reading. And I think that one of the things that I tell people all the time, I used to think that it was if you wanted to be a good writer reads.
Absolutely.
I think that it's the same thing with interviewing. A good interviewer listens.
Yep.
Now I still feel that way about those things, but I don't think that what I used to think, when I was younger, I used to think, every story I write, everything I do, you got to catch them right away. You got to get them right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be in the first couple of sentences. I've mentioned this before, Stephen King's The Gunslinger. I wasn't really that into it, but I was flying out to California, need something to read. My mom throws me a paperback. She's like, you got to read. And my sister and her have been egging me to read the Dark Tower series. This is the first book. It's like 170 pages. Oh, Gunslinger. I love the Wild West. Let's go ahead and jump in.
Sure, why not?
The Man in Black... The Man in Black crossed the desert, and the Gunslinger followed.
That's the first line. Yep.
I was hooked. I read six novels because of those first two lines.
That's amazing.
Like, I don't regret any of it. I've read The Gunslinger twice now because I love that short story or that story so darn much.
Yes.
But to me, that's the essence of writing so much is getting them right away.
Yep.
But is it? Is it? Does it seem like all books in the world are being read by, maybe people that are interested in this too? So here's the thing. We're reading just as much, but we aren't sticking with it long enough.
Hmm.
That's the issue with some people. So we're still picking up and buying books as much as we used to, maybe a little bit less, but not even a percentage.
It's just a slight variance. Yeah,
but people aren't finishing what they read as much.
Interesting.
And a new report says that it takes the average person 36 minutes or 29 pages to get lost in a book. So it's not necessarily the first paragraph or even the first chapter sometimes, but it's a chapter or two before you really, I'm all in. Let's go ahead and keep reading.
That's right.
But even if you aren't a book person now, you could be down the road. 7 in 10 readers say that that quote, book immersion gets easier with age. And here's another stat. More than half of Gen Zers and over 1/4 of men usually read books in the bathroom, which we assume, that could be on the toilet, but it could also be in the tub.
That's true.
I do remember my mother telling us very few times in life, but every once in a while, that door is locked. I need some time.
Yes.
And she'd grab a book and she'd be in there and, you know, we'd see her to the half an hour or whatever. Right, you know,
Well, you know, what you said earlier about, you know, later in life kind of thing, I've got a great example. My father-in-law, you know, retired pastor, you know, when he was, you know, being active ministry, he said he did not read for pleasure at all because, you know, he had to read a lot for, you know, preaching and all that kind of study and all that sort of thing. But for him, when he retired, when he was 70, he finally retired, and he got into reading. One of the things for him that got him to do it was ebooks. And the reason was is because, you know, regular books, he would open it, he would see all the words on the page, and he'd be intimidated by it.
Yeah.
So with ebooks, you can change the font size. Mm. So he made it bigger, so each page had less on it. And it made him less, you know, anxious about it. Mm-hmm. And now the man reads like crazy. That's he will wild. Tell you about all the stuff he's reading and stuff like that. So, yeah, even something as simple as that can cause you in later life to read more, which I thought was really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And we don't hear enough positives about ebooks. It's cool to hear something like that. I like many, many people out there and stuff, I love the feel of a book in my hands.
Right.
I personally, one of my favorite things to do is somebody gives you a book to read, you read it, and then you give it back to them, whether it's them or the library, and then you buy your own copy. But I love that that copy that's been worn and it has some
right,
beat to it, some character to it.
Maybe a little tape on there or something. Yeah,
that old book smell.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I like that. there's something about that. Now, an ebook might not be able to give you those things, but everything you were just saying, I felt a kinship to. And felt, especially with the size of the font.
Right.
That gets a very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it always has been a problem for me.
Right.
I like the idea of that, and I wonder if I would read more. Now, I see this is the other part of this, too. And you touched on this a little bit with your father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
I read every day. I read a lot every day.
Yes.
It's just news articles.
Right, stuff like this for the show,
content.
Yeah.
My brain is always looking for content. My whole life is content. And
right.
I was joking with my dad the other day about something, and immediately I was making a mental note. I thought I was making a mental note. Oh, I could use this as a story. And my dad's like, what'd you say? I said it out loud. I didn't even realize I said it out loud.
Oh, man. Well, and for me personally, I've always, since I read, I mean, I read very little fiction anymore. I'm almost all nonfiction, the books I read, just because I'm more interested in ideas. You know, I like stories and stuff like that. Interestingly enough, if I want more drama, I'll watch, you know, like a TV show or more or audio drama. I love audio drama. Yeah. That's part of my thing. But that's why I don't care where I'm getting my book from. I like ebooks because they're easier to get and quicker and faster and you can read them now. You know, otherwise having to go to, you know, I love libraries too, but, you know, you have to like reserve the book and wait for it to come and all that kind of stuff. So I'm one of those people that's like, no, I want to read it now. So that's why I like it, because it's faster to get to whatever you want to read.
I think all books should be graphic novels. I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I do like the idea of Moby Dick, the graphic novel.
Yes, it has been done. You should look that up. Yeah.
There's a couple of them that you wouldn't think that have been done.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever the case, reading is such a vital part of life. I think
it's one of the great joys, being able to get those ideas, the story, to someone else, being able to share it, because it's all about sharing that thing, and that's to me one of the great connectors of the human race.
I think one of the best parts of it too is that what it does for the creative brain. How it really pushes your brain, how it can make it. Great writers read,
and they do.
I don't think that's just for writing or just for, you know, quote unquote creative people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does something creative in their job, and I think that reading can help open that part of your brain.
Oh yeah, 100%.
We are calling on all heroes for the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. This is a Civic Media statewide blood donation challenge. Up and down the state, we are asking you wonderful people out there to donate if you are able.
Yes.
We understand that there was a shortage even before the pandemic, and that did not help things.
It did not.
Our country, our state is in need.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people out there that could really use this. So if you are able-bodied, you feel comfortable doing it, boy, we got a great opportunity for you.
Yes.
Not only do you get to put into your community, your state, we are telling you to take a selfie.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's great. A lot of people need an excuse. There you go. It's built
got
right
one
into
right
the
now.
Contest and everything.
That's right.
But you do all that, and you're going to get a chance to win some brewer tickets, some state fair tickets, Civic Media gear, all with a long, you already win by just helping helping out your community.
Exactly.
Take that selfie of yourself donating, put it on your social media with the hashtag CivicPints. If you add the hashtag WFHR, you'll instantly win rafter tickets.
Yep, we got lots of those.
And you can also put it on the Civic Media website. Go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it that way, too. You cut out the middleman.
Yep. Nice and easy.
But with all seriousness, we've had so many people reach out and tell us that they have been a part of this, and we greatly appreciate
everyone.
That's
so great, everybody.
This.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that a year today that we've been a part of things at Civic.
Yep.
When I say that we're proud to be a part of things and we appreciate our partnership, the way this works, it's things like this.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool, yes.
Got a local opportunity for you in Stevens Point from noon to 6:15 today over at 3201 C Main Street. Say hi to our friends at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center. Yeah. Of course, you can reach out to the Red Cross as well. And we got other opportunities we'll tell you about as we continue this contest.
And
this
indeed.
Challenge.
Yes, indeed.
For now, we're getting out of the way. Coming up, we've got Richard and Craig joining us from St. Philip's Church. Talk about their 102nd church picnic. I'm going to kick off the hour with that on WFHR's Morning Show.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.